the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 9. Self-control. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they will be created.
And you will renew the face of the earth. Father, the wisdom and strength of your Holy Spirit made St. Philip a model of chastity to inspire those around him. May that same Spirit strengthen us in mind and body, and teach us to serve you with pure hearts. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from the letter to the Galatians. I say then, live by the Spirit, and you will certainly not gratify the desire of the flesh. For the flesh has desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. Now those who belong to Christ have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit.
The love of God has been poured into our hearts
by His Spirit living in us.
The spiritual fruit of continence, or self-control, is closely connected with the virtue of temperance. It means that the Holy Spirit working in us gives us power to control our bodily desires, and to keep both soul and body in their proper relationship. The Vulgate translation of the letter to the Galatians adds two more spiritual fruits here, modesty and chastity, which further specify the self-control which continence involves, and draws our attention to the importance of integrity and vigilance with regard to sexuality. In St. Philip's time, as he wrote on, chastity was not a fashionable virtue, as the art and philosophy of the late Renaissance. The continence that St. Philip displayed in his own life and encouraged the lives of others gives evidence of the power of the Holy Spirit at work in him. Those who gave testimony during the process of St. Philip's canonization noted over and over the great purity which was evident in his whole demeanour, so much so that, as Cardinal Newman tells us, it shone out of his countenance. His eyes were so clear and bright, even to the last years of his life, that no painter ever succeeded in giving the expression of them. Moreover, his body, even in his old age, emitted a fragrance which refreshed those who came near him. All of his biographers relate that St. Philip maintained his virginity throughout his life, despite many attempts by those who were jealous of him to trip him up. His constant approach was to avoid the temptation. He always said that in the warfare of the flesh, only cowards gain the victory, that is, those who flee. This was his advice to his penitents as well, for he believed that in the matter of purity, there is no greater danger than not feeding the danger. When a person puts himself on the occasion of sin, saying, I shall not fall, I shall not commit it, it is almost infallible saying that he will fall, and with all the greater damage to his soul. And so he gave his followers some very practical rules for daily living, which were no doubt drawn from years of his own experience. They needed good friends, but should avoid bad company. They were not to retire to their rooms immediately after the midday meal. They must avoid idleness. When faced with a sudden temptation, they should fix their minds on something else, no matter what, and use little prayers, like, God, come to my assistance, Lord, make haste to help me. Above all, he insisted frequent use of the sacrament of reconciliation. It was central to the battle for chastity. A most excellent means of keeping ourselves pure is to reopen all our thoughts as soon as possible to our confessor with the greatest sincerity and keep nothing hidden in ourselves. To acquire and preserve the virtue of chastity, we have need of a good and experienced confessor. This was St. Philip's special ministry, and in the confessional he used every gift and fruit of the Spirit to bring souls back to God. It is said that he had the supernatural ability to know who had committed sins against chastity by their smell, and at times he would tell a penitent who was embarrassed and hesitant to confess, My son, I know your sins already. Notwithstanding his own strict virtue and his ability to detect the stench of sin, he treated those who came to him to confess sins of impurity with the utmost compassion. One of the most efficacious means of keeping chaste, he said, is to have compassion for those who fall through their frailty, and never to boast in the least of being free. He insisted that his disciples treat each other with the same patient understanding, and he used to say that not to have pity for another in such cases was a forerunner of a speedy fall in ourselves, and that when he had found a man censorious and secure of himself, and without fear, he gave him up for lost. By his tender guidance, St. Philip helped many young men to make a good confession, and to be set free from years worth of bad habits and serious sins, and their connection with them enabled them to persevere in chastity. Many confessed that they were at once delivered from temptations by his merely laying his hands on their heads. The very mention of his name had the power of shielding from Satan those who were assailed by his fiery darts. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Heavenly Father, hear the prayers that we make in the name of your Son, and give us the Paraclete whom he promised you would send. May your Holy Spirit cleanse our hearts and strengthen our bodies. May the purity of our lives bear witness to the power of your love. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.